It is you as parents who got to bring your children to Christ, and if you have failed in doing that, you need to fall on your face before God and say, God, there's something wrong with me as a father. Something wrong with me as a mother. Something wrong with me as parents. Everything that's happening in the world around us today points to the fact that Christ is coming soon. I want to be ready. I don't want a single one of my children to be lost. And not only that, I don't even want a single one of my children not to be a disciple of Jesus. I want them in their generation to lead other people to Christ. Do you have that burden? I mean, to get your children saved and go to heaven is the bare minimum. That's like saying, I managed to put my children in the kindergarten. How many of you are happy if your children manage to get into the kindergarten? Is that all you want, your children's education? Or do you want your children to go on from kindergarten to get a degree, perhaps? That's to be a disciple of Jesus, spiritually. And don't you want them to get a job to support themselves? That means spiritually leading other people to Christ. That's what we should desire for our children. We should not be happy merely, oh, my children are saved. You know, I'll tell you something. I want to say that very straight. If you are satisfied, my children have accepted the Lord, they're saved, I tell you the chances are, please listen to me, they'll be lost. I've seen enough people who are just crossed the border and sitting on the border, who you see them 5 years later, they've gone back the other side of the border. It's true. Don't be satisfied that your children have accepted the Lord and just crossed the border. Make sure they are way away from the border. They become disciples of Jesus and are following Him. There's no danger of their being lost. And whose responsibility is it to exhort their children to be disciples? My children are all in their 30s. But even today, I write to them almost every week, urging them wholeheartedly to turn from sin, to be disciples of Jesus. I don't care if they're halfway around the world. I tell them that. Do you do that to your children? It's the father's responsibility to proclaim the message of John the Baptist to the children. Turn from sin. Change your attitude to sin. Do not love the world. Turn around from the world. And you must know the condition of your children. You must know what their spiritual condition is. And you must pray for them. Pray that God will restrain them. Pray that God will break their bones in a road accident if there's no other way that God can turn them around. How many of you would pray that? I'd pray. If I hear that one of my children is going astray, not following the Lord, I'd even pray God would break their bones in a road accident so that they'll turn to Him. Because I know that is nothing compared to going to hell. That's nothing compared to living in the world and glorifying the devil. See, these things are serious. And I believe we need to take it very much more seriously than we have taken it so far. And that is a word particularly for you and particularly for a lot of parents who've been in CFC for many, many years. And those of you parents who are lucky enough to hear this message when your children are 2 years old, start now. Start now. Teach them to honor their father and mother. Teach them to respect older people. Teach them the fear of God right from the beginning. Teach them the seriousness of telling lies. Teach them the seriousness of rebellion. If you've got daughters, be careful that they don't copy the fashions of the world. Even if you see other young sisters in the church following the fashions of the world, tell your daughters, I don't want you to be like them. Yep, that's your responsibility. That's what I'd do if I had a daughter. And if she said, but Dad, other people in CFC are like that. I say, I don't care whether other people in CFC are like that. You're my daughter and you're not going to be like that. How many of you have the courage to say that? You have to. You don't have to criticize anybody. You don't have to find fault with anybody. Make sure that your children follow the Lord. You don't have that responsibility for somebody else's children. If somebody else wants their sons and daughters to be worldly, that's their business. But you make sure that doesn't affect your children. It's so very important. John the Baptist, the reason I say this is because, you know, John the Baptist came with a particular ministry. The angel Gabriel said in Luke chapter 1 to his father before he was born, he said that you're going to have a son and he's going to be filled with the Spirit from the moment that he leaves his mother's womb. That means from birth. And he will turn many of the sons of Israel back to the Lord. And he will go, this is Luke 1:17. He will go as a forerunner before Jesus in the spirit and power of Elijah. And what's he going to do? What's the ministry of John the Baptist? It was foretold before he was born. He's going to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children. You know, that's the ministry of John the Baptist. To get the fathers to take it most seriously with the bringing up of their children. Instead of just going to meetings and taking the children to the meetings, he's going to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, to be more interested in their children and not just to be occupied with making money and a lot of other things in the world. And he's going to turn the disobedient to the attitude of the righteous. The attitude of the righteous. He's going to change these disobedient people to have a different attitude towards sin, which is the attitude of the righteous. You know, that's when we know we have really repented. Have you repented? It's not too late. Christ has not yet come. There's still hope. The day of grace is still there. It's time for us to repent. Do you know what was the Lord's last message to the churches? The last message of the Lord in the Bible to the churches. Revelation 2 and 3, repent, repent, repent. 5 times, repent, 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 repent. Churches need to repent. Do you know what is the Lord's last message to the elders of churches? To 5 of the elders in Revelation 2 and 3, repent, 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 repent. I have regular elders meetings with all our 70, 80 elders in our churches. And that's what I preach to them. Repent. Repent. Some listen to me. Some don't. Yeah, I have to tell you, some don't. And I see the result in those who don't. I don't do anything. It's God's church, not mine. But I see the result in them. When they don't repent, when they don't judge themselves in secret, when they think everything is all right in a little while, their nakedness becomes manifest to everybody. They themselves are to hang their head in shame. Elders of churches. So with God, there's no respect of persons. I'm not a favorite of God, neither are you. God loves all of us equally. And the laws of God are the same. If I jump off the roof of this building, I'll fall. The law of gravity applies to me. And if I exalt myself in pride, God will resist me, just like the law of gravity. It doesn't make a difference who you are. God resists the proud. So it's good for us to hear these words and to humble ourselves.